Hey, this is Shikamaru Nara. You're listening to the Shonen Tapes. Oh, you're not subscribed yet? What a drag.
And this is the Goku vs. Naruto tape. Yeah.
Goku vs. Naruto.
Welcome, Tapeworms, to another episode of the Shonen Tapes, where we are looking at two absolute titans, Goku and Naruto. If this is your first time joining us here on the Shonen Tapes, make sure you are subscribed, whether that's via YouTube or if you're listening on the audio. We're on Apple Music, I guess Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else that you're listening to. If you want to come yap with us, we're on a Discord. We get plenty of our episodes from the yapping that happens there. The yapping is happening all day, every day there. It's nice though. I love it. I feel like every time something controversial happens or something I just want to talk about a little bit, I can just jump into the Discord and talk there, right?
Bro, the Discord brigade is always on the pulse of everything. I feel like whenever there's like a big topic, it's like almost like a podcast every time you log in. So
yeah.
Shout out to the Discord Brigade.
It's beautiful. And if an episode a week is not enough for you guys, we also have a Patreon where we talk about anime-related stuff and also non-related to anime stuff. I mean, we do a good amount, and it's a good chance for Sean to get his tinfoil hat on, more or less.
Aliens, baby.
I have a bit of a tinfoil hat as well, too, but his is much larger than mine. I feel like you're very more conspiracy-friendly. I am, too.
Bro.
But you're like,
if you see my algorithm on TikTok, dog, you'd be like, yo, what is this guy?
but what's good about Sean is he's not like ridiculous conspiracy. He's like sci-fi fun conspiracy, not like everything is out to kill us conspiracy.
Yeah, but I think it's pure in space. I feel like conspiracy. Yeah, yeah.
So we decided to do a versus episode. It's been a little while since we have done one, I think, at least. These are always fun, though. And what I find funny is that our criteria is just always just so different from what we rate them and how we rate them. And so we are going to be doing two main characters of two shows, obviously. We at first wanted to do Gohan versus Naruto. But it just didn't feel right because Gohan isn't necessarily the main character. But I do feel like it would have been sort of a better fit, especially because we already recorded this episode and we're just redoing it for you. So we actually know everything we're going to say in the future. But it is come. So we had some tech difficulties, unfortunately. So you'll notice too. Speaking of future telling, I might have a little hair pointed out sticking, and my favorite thing is Sean just doesn't tell me these things because he doesn't notice them either. I'm blind.
I'm very like unobservant. That's the word. Unobservant.
Bro, I swear, I could jump on this and have like a booger hang like swinging out of my nose, like to the point where it's like past my jaw, and it'll be like every time I talk, it goes like this, and I could have like 100 things wrong, and Sean just won't say anything. And then I look at the recording and I instantly notice. I'm like, Sean, why didn't you say anything? He'll be like, oh, you seem fine to me. Like, what are you talking about? So I was going through an editing and whatever. I'm just being self-conscious, but it is what it is. This is a really fun episode. Because we already did it. We're going to basically deep dive and talk about the differences, and you guys will be surprised on how this matchup entails, because we expected one to wash the other, and it didn't exactly turn out how we expected, right?
Mm-hmm. It was. Yeah. I'm sad to say the least about the results, because I thought it would be more balanced, but you know, you guys will see. You'll see.
You guys will see. But fairly entertaining. Make sure you stick around to the end if you are enjoying what you're seeing so far from the Shonen Tapes. At least drop us a like down below. It really does help out a lot. If you're listening on the audio, keep doing what you're doing and enjoy the episode. Okay, so what you're about to see now is me asking Sean what state of Goku we should use versus what state of Naruto we should use, because we basically first talk about like the power scaling and I guess who would win in a fight.
And it was honestly, I feel like we made it as fair as possible, like the parameters that we put.
Yeah, I mean, we tried. Mm. We tried, but you guys can guess how this goes.
Yeah, I think like in the stage that we should use them is like definitely from of course, the beginning of Naruto to maybe right before he gets his training from like the, you know, the frog sages to become like, to learn sage mode. Cause I feel like the power disparities are so interesting between Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z and Naruto, like mid Shippuden. I feel like there's a huge power jump. You know what I'm saying? What do you think?
I guess I just keep coming back to Goku right where he was when Raditz first landed on the island. Okay, that's where I'm picturing the Goku. Like, so that's the Goku we should use. From Naruto, I think we should make it the most powerful Naruto available. I mean, I say give him the Six Sages path and have him versus Goku at that point. Who do you think wins that fight?
Definitely, dude, definitely Naruto at that point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just think the power levels are so like crazy in Dragon Ball that like he's kind of like grounded in the Raditz saga, and then he just gets like so strong like very quickly, you know?
But like I still feel like that Goku specifically can easily lift up a tractor and toss it like it's nothing. You know,
that's another thing too. But like Naruto has those like, jutsus though, you know what I'm saying?
He does have those jutsus, but if Goku gets him with one good shot, I think it's over. Think about it, bro. This man, like sure, Goku is astronomically stronger right now than when he was at that start of the Dragon Ball Z, but he's still very, very, very strong there. I mean, honestly, maybe with some trickery, Naruto could win. Let's just pick. Who are you picking? Who wins that fight? Your life depends on it, Sean. Let's pretend.
I'm at the ATM. So I'm getting held up. They're like, yo, Sean, who wins, Goku or Naruto?
At this stage. And, Goku. If you're thinking about Goku, in the imagine he like says that and breaks it down for you. Because typically the power disparities between Dragon Ball and
I'm like, and I'm just like, good point.
It's like a 30-minute podcast in your ear, like while you're getting at gunpoint. Oh, that's funny. I think Goku. I'm gonna say Goku too. Still, I tried my best to like level it into Naruto's favor, and I just couldn't do it. What if we looked at
it's
Goku?
It's a good fight.
Like, what about Kid Goku? Kid Goku and Dragon Ball, like. At the point where he's
Kid Goku Blanco. Versus Kid Naruto.
Not even Kid Naruto, though. Like, Shippuden Naruto. Kid Goku versus Shippuden Naruto. I think that Goku loses, finally. I think when Naruto is at the end of Shippuden, like if Naruto at that point entered the world tournament, he is beating, like, Yamcha and everybody else and Krillin and all them. But I think he still might lose
to Tien. Absolutely. I think he might have a problem with Master Roshi, but I think he even wins that at that point too.
We could be tripping. Honestly, we could be totally tripping. Please let us know what you guys think and how you feel about this, but Goku gets the point either way. Sorry, Naruto.
Yeah, also be kind. Be kind.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Please. If we talk about be mad, please. So we gave the easy layup to Goku, and now we'll give the easy layup to Naruto.
Yeah.
Who's better written? I mean, obviously, the show that has better writing has the better written characters, unfortunately. And I love this question, and I hate it at the same time, because it never falls to, like, it never falls to, like, the character themselves. I mean, and not like it would anyways, because they're not real people with real decision-making. But it's just always like almost anybody you compare to Naruto to anybody you compare in the Dragon Ball series, the Naruto character is going to take the win. Do you think that's the case here too? Do you think Naruto is better written than Goku? Because Naruto is kind of a boring story, honestly. Like from his perspective, you know, he's like an orphan, Jinchuriki. It's like, he was never really what drew me to the show, to be honest. Versus Goku also may not have been exactly what drew me to the show, but he was mad interesting. I didn't think Naruto was mad interesting.
Yeah. Honestly, I agree with you on that. Like, it's not as much of a layup to Naruto as you think.
You're right.
Just because, like, one, like, Goku was sent to Earth to destroy it. Like, just that facts. Alone is, like, facts. Mad interesting, you know?
Facts. Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, like, he hits his head and becomes, like, this, like, good-hearted, you know, person, and then becomes Earth's defender. So I think that in that instance, it's like very interesting, other than, like, you know, Naruto is like an orphan boy. But then it's like, when you get deep into it, then there's this whole lore about him. Like, his dad was a Hokage. His mom was also, you know, what do you call it?
Chinchuriki.
When they have the demon. Chinchuriki, yeah. So that's interesting, too. So honestly, this is like a battle. But I think I'm going to give it to Naruto on this one.
But I feel like what you're arguing right now is who has the better backstory, not who's better written overall, right? If we want to look at who has the better backstory, then I agree with you. Goku has the better backstory as well. I think that's way more interesting of a setup for a character than like the typical underdog bullied orphan. Wah, wah, wah. Like, when I think of Naruto's backstory, I just think wah, wah, wah.
Wah,
wah, wah. When I think of Goku's backstory, I'm like, yo, this guy's wild. He's like a little monkey boy.
Wah, wah, wah.
And then Naruto's wah, wah, wah. You see, Naruto definitely didn't do them any favors too, going back constantly to like, you know, the swing and him crying and him being bullied and like just over and over and over. And then you see Goku like, I'm a naked monkey boy.
Yeah.
He's like fighting things, you know.
But his progression as a character is definitely way better written than Goku. Because Goku's written to be a flat character. Like, he's just like...
Yes.
He doesn't really do any growth. He does all his growth in Dragon Ball and it just kind of stays stagnant. I mean, other than power. Like, his power is a storyline, not his personality or, like, his struggle. Yeah,
which
you know?
Is interesting in and of itself, to be honest with you. Like, that's a pretty cool concept where their whole thing is based on their power and not really based on themselves. If you want to look at who had a better arc, though,
yeah,
you're right. Naruto. Naruto had the better arc. But who's overall better written? That's what it comes down to. Who is the better written character?
That's a hard one, because I think Goku is the better written character if we're talking about, like, you know, backstory, impact,
overall
and then memorability, overall appeal, you know what I'm saying? So honestly, yeah, like, even sometimes a simple story, a simple writing
is the better
is
one,
like, not necessarily the worst writing, because like the thing this. Is Naruto again, like,
yeah,
because yeah.
let's do it, let's give it to Goku.
I'm giving it to Goku, dog.
I'm with you.
Goku's we're probably going to get fried up on the comments.
No, we're not. Because you know what? Wah, wah, wah. The Naruto's...
Wah, is, wah.
Naruto, I swear, bro, like, I don't know if he was the reason that a lot of people gravitated to the show. Like, was he for you? Like, were you watching Naruto for Naruto? Because I wasn't.
I was watching it purely for Sasuke.
Yeah. I was watching it for a little bit of Shikamaru, Itachi, the clans, like all the different stuff, the jutsu. Naruto had his moments sometimes, sure, but he definitely like wasn't why I appreciated the show. So Goku's winning this. That's unexpected, to be honest.
Winning. Honestly, yeah, okay. I did not expect to give him that one.
Okay. I wanted to say transformations, but like, duh. That's Goku. Right, like, I think Naruto
again. Not as easy of a layup, though.
Let me hear you out. Make your point, bud. All buddy. Right.
Think about the pain side. Like, the thing is, all of Naruto's like transformations, like they don't happen if you don't have Goku. That, you know what I'm saying? We all know
Facts.
This.
Facts.
But like, think about how dope the pain saga was when he turned into Sage Mode. Think about how dope it was when him and his Jinchuriki like finally like bumped fist and they agreed to be one, and then like think like how he was glowing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then you're right, it's Goku, because I can't even remember like what it's called. You know what I'm saying? It's Goku.
Yeah. It's Goku.
It's Goku. Yeah.
Goku got
but I mean, damn, he
but I mean if you compare Naruto's transformations to other shows, like, Naruto probably got the dub, but like, we're looking at the ones that made transformations cool. Like, you can't do that. It's like, it's not fair. That's not fair. Sorry, what were you saying?
It's not fair. Nah, all I'm saying is, yo, Dragon Ball Z is clearing right now. Are we just like fanboys of Dragon Ball?
No, because I still put Naruto above, like, the show Naruto. I put that above Dragon Ball, like, overall. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
If we even think who has more interesting fight scenes, Naruto got some amazing fight scenes. He really does. The choreography in Naruto is some of the best hand-to-hand combat in all of anime. Boruto also picks up on that. But Dragon Ball is like the main fighter anime. Like, how are you even going to come close to competing with that? Like, when I think of like cool moments in Dragon Ball Z, Super, or Dragon Ball in general, like my man grinded on a wave with a Kamehameha, but he literally grinded on it and then did it into their face. Like that alone clears almost anything Naruto's done, in my opinion. That was one of the coolest moments I've ever seen.
Yeah. So I think if we're talking like purely like the anime, the fights in Dragon Ball, and I think this is just like a thing of the time, they would reuse the choreography for different fights. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I already seen this fight before. Like, once you get older, you see that, you're like, oh, like, there's nothing really special about this. Naruto, they don't really do that. You know what I'm saying? Every fight's like very, very original, you know, to that fight. And, you know, even like when they're like doing hand-to-hand combat, like, looks different. Dragon Ball is like kind of almost the same thing.
What about Super, though? Because Super doesn't do that.
I mean, Super doesn't do that as much, but they still do it. You know what I'm saying?
They still do it sometimes.
But not as much because it's new gen. It's more new gen anime, so they don't do it as much. Yeah. So I'm going to have to give it to Naruto because other people are going to hear this and like, what? I'm going to give it to Naruto, man.
I don't believe you. Name a Naruto fight you prefer. Okay, hold on. Name a Naruto fight you prefer over Goku versus, let's say, Jiren. What's a Naruto fight that trumps that?
Sasuke versus Itachi.
Naruto. We're talking about Naruto.
Oh, Naruto. Okay.
Like the character.
Naruto versus Pain. I'd rather watch that over Jiren and Goku. I lied. That's not true.
Come on, Sean, let me paint the picture for you. Your lunch break just hit. You have exactly 17 minutes to scoff down your food and you want to watch a fight. And the two YouTube videos that pop up to you is any major Goku fight or any major Naruto fight. What are you picking? Who do you want to see the highlights from? Come on.
That's a hard one because like I feel like Naruto didn't really like – Naruto Uzumaki, the character, didn't get that great of like he has great fights, but like the best fights,
Sasuke,
you know, so like honestly, Sasuke, Itachi, you know,
or something cool happening with one of the other clans,
or something cool happening with like Naruto and other people at the same time,
like Naruto and Sasuke,
like not that, to say that Sasuke. Naruto didn't get good fights.
Exactly.
Like, not to say he didn't have good fights, because he did, especially his fights with, like, Sasuke, like, all, you know, the trilogy of fights that he had with Sasuke.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he did also hit Sasuke with that three-piece combo with the kicks and knock him up in the air. That joint was so cool. But I feel like his moments of shining are few and far in between. Versus when you think of Goku, like, think of how, like, honestly, like, legendary some of Goku's fights are. Like, there was the fight with Frieza, which was, like, kind of a product of its time, but, like, still, like, pretty, like, epic, if you want to take a step back and look at it. But then just look how he fights in the Tournament of Power. Look how he fought Hit. That alone was sick. The way he fought Goku Black. The way, like, every time I see Goku fight, I'm amazed. And I can think of so many different moments where I've been, like, jaw-dropped with Goku's fighting. But when I go back and think of Naruto's fighting, I don't have very moments like you said, of Naruto alone, like, shocking me. But I have plenty of moments of Naruto and somebody else working together to do something cool. You know what I'm saying? Or cool moments in the story. But like, I can't think of many jaw dropping moments from Naruto alone. So I give that to Goku easy, to be honest with you.
I give it to Goku. I don't want to, just because, like, I feel like the types of fights that we see in Naruto look so cool, he's fighting. But the gravity of the situations that, because Goku is a fight, you know what I'm saying? Like, every time Goku's in a fight, it's like dope. Because he's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't give shine to a lot of the characters. They give it all to Goku.
Yeah, that's
right. And Naruto, they give the shine to everyone else.
Everybody. And that's why it's a better show.
Sometimes they give it to the main
character. To be honest.
Yeah.
That's why it's a better show, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. Goku. Oh my god. Well,
how about what if we phrase it like this? Okay. I give it to Goku easy and you give it to him hard. Pause. I didn't think that went through before I said it, to be honest with you. But yeah. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. I give it to Goku hard, boss.
Yeah. Very, very cool.
Okay.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What? I mean, Goku's pretty much swept Naruto here, if we're being honest. And I'm about to make it worse. What character would you rather see another 300 episode series based off of? Ignore the show, ignore everything, just the character alone. What character would you like to see more of? Or if you had a new anime and you had to structure your main character to be one of these archetypes, the Goku or the Naruto, who are you picking? I'll answer it so you don't feel bad answering it.
I'm picking Goku.
Goku. I'm picking Goku. Naruto, listen, man, as much as I love that show, that kid was insufferable during Naruto. Like, not like before Shippuden, he was absolutely insufferable, constantly like rushing into battle, always angry. It was like babysitting a little brother that nobody likes. You know what I'm saying? That's what Naruto very much felt like. Versus Goku, it was like he had his dumb moments here and there, but overall, you're like, mm-hmm. This guy's a G. You know what I'm saying? Or like he's mad respectable and just a fun character. It's just a really fun character overall. The older I get, the more I realize like how much I really do like love Goku. To be honest, I like Vegeta more still to this day, but Goku did what he needed to do in the story, and for still being a flat character, I'd rather a flat character than one that gets on my nerves, to be honest with you. And Naruto got on my nerves. He made up for it in Shippuden, I'm not gonna lie. He had a lot of growth, and I really appreciated like how he was, basically how his character was treated overall. I think they fixed a lot of it.
Uh-huh.
But he still wasn't the coolest part of a show. You know what I'm saying? Versus Goku, a lot of the times, is the coolest part of a show. Like, a lot of the times, to be honest with you.
Like, his fights are the coolest part of the show. Like, when he gets beat down, it's the coolest part of it.
The villains. Yeah, like, this the villains is, it, are pretty
it's,
sick.
This is hurting, it's hurting my heart. It's hurting my heart to say, but you're right. This Goku is just, like, so... Everything he's in is, a monumental moment. And like, you can't say the same about Naruto.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna give that one to Goku too.
And I wanna emphasize how we're not fanboys of Dragon Ball because we both have Naruto over Dragon Ball all time. We both of us, right? If I'm not mistaken, you do
as
well.
Both of us, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Both of us can say that is the better show. But when it comes to the main character, man, Dragon Ball wholeheartedly wins this fight. I think let me ask you this. How if you could give one aspect of Goku's personality to Naruto, because let's just say Goku won this, okay? Goku won this. I think the score is like 9-1 in favoring Goku. I haven't seen this much of a wash in a very long time. If you could give some aspects of Goku's personality or fighting or appearance or backstory to Naruto to make him better, like what would you have done? Like why is it that Goku just beats Naruto in so many ways? Is it the writing? Like what is it?
I don't think it's the writing. I think that... Even like in Dragon Ball, like where I think most of his character, Goku's character development went, most of Goku's character development happened. I feel like he was still such an already like the first episode. You liked Goku. You can't say the same about Naruto. You didn't like Naruto. You liked the world Naruto was in. And then you're like, all right, let's see what happens with this guy. But you didn't
with
like
the squirt.
And I think that was it was by like design, but like, immediately, I remember watching, you know, the Dragon Ball Z when it first came out, like when he was fighting Raditz and you meet Matt Gohan. I liked him immediately. When I first started watching Dragon Ball, like a year or two later, I immediately liked Goku. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there wasn't, I'll grow to like him because that's how like characters are written. It was like, nah, he's cool. Let's see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
I think I would add that personality type to him. You know what I'm saying? And I think that he would just be Naruto would just become Itadori at that point. You know what I'm saying?
He would
I feel like Itadori is like Naruto with Goku's personality. Yeah.
Yo.
That's Itadori, dog.
Yo. You're right. Itadori is literally Naruto with Goku's personality. Mm-hmm. That is like, that just gave me goosebumps, dude. That is like the perfect definition of Itadori. Ooh, that's well done. Good for you. Does he have any Luffy in him? I don't think so.
Amen.
I don't think he does. I would love to see Luffy insert in this argument.
He doesn't have Luffy.
I wanted to do. I wanted to do like the Luffy Goku Naruto tape. Well, maybe we'll do that next time, or maybe we'll insert Luffy. But I got some catching up to do, as you guys know. Damn. I'm sorry. I feel bad because I feel like I kind of forced this episode, you know, the Goku Naruto. And I thought it'd be a nice little 50-50 split with honestly, potentially Naruto maybe winning or maybe Goku barely winning, but I didn't expect a wash. Did you expect a wash?
I did not expect a wash at all. Honestly, I expected it to be more evenly matched, but like Naruto to come out like as the victor, you know what I'm saying? Cause again, everyone, we like Naruto better. Like, you know, like we love that show. But at the end of the day, there's a reason why people still, we're old. We start watching Dragon Ball when we're like 7 and 8 and we still talk about it. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. That's like, I mean, and the same thing with Naruto. I mean, for me, at least I was like 15 when I started watching it, but there's just something more, like, even though I like Naruto better, like the show, there's just something about, you know, Dragon Ball and, you know, Goku specifically that just sticks with me. And like, honestly, he's going to stick with me until the day I die, probably, you know what I'm saying? And like a little bit of Naruto too, but there's something about it. Even if it's not in my favorite show, it's just like in me, you know, it's in me.
Pause.
It's in me. Pause.
You know what? I think that's our cue. I think that's our cue to wrap this up. The victor with a TKO overwhelmingly defeat is going to be Son Goku, aka Kakarot. I feel like we got to give something to Naruto before we leave. Naruto expressed his feelings better than Goku. How about that? I think Goku is kind of dumb when it comes to feelings, at least. You know, he just knows fighting and wanting to get stronger and just is flat from that aspect. But at least what Naruto had a little bit of it was, you know, he had feelings for Sakura. He felt hard, I guess. I mean, not felt. I didn't mean to say he felt hard. Dude, no, that was bad. I didn't mean that one. I meant like he felt. Do I edit that out? Do I leave that in? I didn't really mean to say that.
Leave it in.
he had strong feelings is really what I'm trying to say, for Sakura, but then also like for Sasuke and his best friend. So at least he had that, you know what I'm saying? He was more in tune with his emotions, I think, than Goku was.
He was emotionally intelligent.
Intelligent.
Yeah,
we get
that. And I think he was a point to Naruto.
Point to Naruto, right? We give that.
Yeah, point to Naruto. Yeah,
we give that to him. Cool.
also, smarter character. He was a smarter character out of the two, right?
Because I guess he was kind of like a fighting genius. Like maybe his battle IQ might be slightly better, but Goku's is pretty good too, to be honest. I don't know.
All right. I think Goku's fighting IQ is pretty good too. Oh my gosh! All right, we'll just give it to Naruto on that one, dude. You know,
we'll give it to Naruto. We'll give it to Naruto. There you go, Naruto. We threw you guys a couple of bones at the end. The Naruto fanboys. Sorry if you were rooting for him, but if you watched this deeply into the episode, consider subscribing down below, whether that's via YouTube or one of the audio podcasts. Let us know if you have any episode ideas for coming out. I mean, we come up with these kind of like on the cuff, whether it's new content or what's popping right now or just what the people want to see. We did Vinland Saga, for example, at popular request from the Discord Brigade. So if you guys have something for us that we're trying to do, except for Tokyo Ghoul, we see you down there. The ones I've been asking, it's on our radar. Anything else, just let us know. Other than that, Sean, any parting words you got for the tapeworms?
Hey man, this episode went real hard in me. Pause.
Good night.